get ready.
Hello, I think.
Welcome to the Galactic Escape Pod.
Incoming!
Well, come on.
Nice of you guys to drop by.
The official podcast of Galactic-Voyage.com.
Everybody quiet. We've been waiting for you.
Everything is proceeding as I have foreseen.
Impressive. Most impressive.
Welcome, everybody, to the Galactic Escape Pod. My name is Gary Willis, and we're so glad to have you with us today. Lots of news and information that we'd like to bring to you, so let's go ahead and kind of do a rundown of what we're going to be looking at today. The first thing we'll take a look at today is Star Wars Insider number 147. Also, Bill Hader on the Conan O'Brien show. We'll talk a little bit about the fan film Dark Resurrection, which will be volume number 2. Then we'll get into some of the Clone Wars information, where we'll talk about the Lost Mission episode synopsis. Then we'll get into some Star Wars Rebels news. We've got lots of different things we want to talk about. Also, there'll be some information with Simon Kinberg that we'd like to bring to you, and a new introduction. So we'll stay tuned to talk a little bit more about Star Wars Rebels. In Episode 7 news, we'll talk about the script and the filming. And in gaming news, we'll talk about a Star Wars Battlefront update, Star Wars The Old Republic Insider, and also we'll get into the story of Return of the Jedi LP Part 3 from 1983. So let's go ahead and get straight into the news.
You know what's going on? Maybe it's another drill.
What if he doesn't survive? He's worth a lot to me.
All right, move along.
The latest Star Wars Insider is now available, and here's what you can look forward to in this issue. In this issue of the Star Wars Insider, they bring you the 50 greatest reasons to love the Star Wars prequels, featuring a countdown of the ultimate moments from Star Wars Episodes 1, 2, and 3. Did everyone's favorite gunman make the top 50? They also have to go behind the scenes at Jabba's Palace with Bib Fortuna, plus all of your favorite regular features. Some other highlights include Camille Paglia on why Revenge of the Sith is an artistic triumph, actor Milton Johns on how he came to spend an awful long time on the Empire Strikes Back set. They also look at the amazing stop-motion work of John Berg. Author Kevin J. Anderson on Jedi Academy, Young Jedi Knights, and more. There's also a brand new tale from Edward Elderlach with art from Joe Corney and Brian Miller. So be sure to pick up your copy or start a subscription today. You're going to want this magazine as we continue to ramp up for Star Wars Rebels and Episode 7. Bill Hader was on the Conan O'Brien show recently doing his impressions of a dying Tauntaun and Jabba the Hutt. Let's listen in.
I know you're a huge Star Wars fanatic.
I am.
And we've talked about this before. I'm curious, now that J.J. Abrams is famously firing up the Star Wars franchise and
yes,
making new ones, have you thought at all about pitching yourself to be in a Star Wars movie?
Yeah, I cornered him. I said, I can do whatever you want. I can do anything. I could do Jabba the Hutt dying.
You can do Jabba the Hutt dying?
Yeah.
Can we hear it?
I've been working on that since the third grade.
That's great. Was there another impression, or was that...
What was one I did in the last one?
I don't know. Do you remember?
Oh, I think I did a dying tauntaun. Do you want me to do it again?
Yeah, I
want to
hear a dying tauntaun, yeah.
Okay.
Are you kidding? Yes, it's what these shows are built on. Good is good. What I'm shocked at is that these are not roles that I would think you would pitch yourself for.
I know.
I think
so
you
want to
be the new Han Solo. I know, agents like that.
Really? You want to do the voice of the thing that gets cut open?
Yeah.
The facial expressions of Bill were just as funny as the sounds themselves. So you missed a good one here. You can also go see it over on our website. Now let's talk a little bit about Dark Resurrection Volume 2. John Yoon sent us an email letting us know that Riviera Film announced the development of Dark Resurrection Volume 2, the epic conclusion to the fan-funded film series set in the Star Wars universe. Dark Resurrection Volume 2 launched on fansflock.com to gain fan support to complete this series. Star Wars fans worldwide funded Dark Resurrection's fan films Volume 1, and Volume 0, which was the prequel, in 2007 and 2011, respectively. 2 years after the prequel, writer and producer Angelo Licta is bringing to life the thrilling conclusion of Hope's Jedi's journey in Dark Resurrection Volume 2, which will deliver Hollywood-level production and action. Join Hope and her Jedi Master, Zu Marlee, in their final episode to protect the Jedi Republic from Lord Sauron, the former Jedi who pushed himself into the dark side. Let's listen into this preview to learn more information.
My name is Angelo Licata, director.
My name is Fabrizio Rizzolo, executive producer.
And this is Dark Resurrection.
Dark Resurrection was born in 2004 when Angelo Licata, a talented dentist, decides to gather up a group of friends and convince them to play Jedis. The project gets bigger and the passion for Star Wars transforms the idea of a 5 minutes shooting into, well, two non-profit movies. The events of Dark Resurrection Volume 1 are set some centuries after the first Star Wars trilogy around the figure of the Dark Side Master, Lord Sauron, and his quest for an unbelievable source of knowledge and power, the Temple of Eren. Master Zui Marlee and his apprentice Hope are trying to prevent Master Organa's vision from becoming true and stop Sauron from opening the seal of the temple. Volume 0, the prequel, tells the events that led Master Sauron to become a Dark Lord. In his obsessive search for the lost civilization of Eren, he discovers on the wreck of an ancient ship how to cheat death. The secret, though, has a high price. The death of all his crew and his own apprentice. Dark Resurrection has been one of the first movies ever to be completely crowdfunded. It's been produced with less than $50,000. That's why, after Volume 1 and Volume 0, we believe we can do better, and we are ready to give birth to the final exciting chapter of this saga that has so far thrilled millions of people all over the world. An amazing and poetic finale. An epic conclusion that will take your breath away. We are going to raise our production standards to an even higher level, but we can do it only with your help. It'll be a challenge. A challenge to prove to the world that anything is possible, that the fans' hearts, your hearts, beat louder than anything. What has changed from the beginning of Dark Resurrection? Well, that small group of friends who wanted to play Jedi's is now... a larger group of friends who still want to play Jedi. Will you be part of it?
Our crew is ready.
Are you?
Be part of the dream.
Let's get it done.
Be the Force. Be with us.
Join 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 us.
Make it real.
Angela Licata, writer and producer, has lined up some unique rewards for the film's contributors, from the lightsaber props used in the movie, to meeting the cast, to even executive producer credits. We would greatly appreciate your support in making this film into a reality. The Dark Resurrection Volume 2 campaign is currently raising $150,000. And if you all haven't had an opportunity to see the first couple of films, you are really missing out on some fantastic fan film work, so I would recommend you go see it, and we actually do have some of the video in our fan film section on the website, so be sure to check that out. Now let's talk about the Clone Wars. We've got some information on the Lost Missions, or the episode synopsis. Courtesy of StarWarsUnion.de and Jedi Bibliotech, there have provided information about these Season 6 Lost Mission episodes, and according to this list, we're going to see 13 episodes. So that's fantastic news for all those of us who've been waiting for the Clone Wars, and the fact that we're going to get more than the 10. It's been rumored previously that it would only be 10 episodes, so I'm really happy to see any extra episodes that are possible. The first four of these episodes will be shown in Germany on Saturday, February 15th on Super RTL. Now, there are some spoilers in this information, so if you don't want to learn much about the Season 6 Lost Mission episodes, then just fast forward a couple of minutes through the podcast to skip these spoilers, because we are going to go through each one with a synopsis. The first one is Unknown. Clone Cadet Tup is suffering from a severe neurological disorder that causes the death of a Jedi Master. Trying to find the motives for this assassination, Anakin escorts Tup back to Kamino for examination, but then they are attacked by the Separatists. The second episode in the Lost Missions is called Conspiracy. Clone Cadet Tup is undergoing a medical examination in the sterile laboratories of Kamino to find the motives for his shocking attack on the Jedi Master. For the examination to succeed, Cadet Fives must enter the depth of Tup's mind, where he finds a secret code manipulation in the cloning program of the Republic. The third episode is called Fugitive. Clone Cadet Tup is transported back to Coruscant, where his body is to be examined by the Chancellor's personal physician. Cadet Fives is also investigating the matter and discovers that a modified code has been hidden in the minds of all the clones. The fourth episode is called Orders. Fives is still trying to find answers regarding the mysterious actions of Clone Cadet Tup. Hoping to personally speak with the Chancellor Palpatine, Fives finds himself suddenly accused of trying to murder the Chancellor and decides to make a run for it. So this four-series arc, we've actually seen a clip of already previously. It's been both on the website and also I've played a clip months ago on the podcast here. And this is the one where Tup is actually shooting the Jedi, and so we have seen this one. It looks really great. It's the one that has Admiral Trench back in the episode. So we will be looking forward to seeing these episodes for sure. The fifth episode we'll talk about is called An Old Friend. While on a mercy mission to the planet Scipio, Padme Amidala's old flame, Rush Clovis, gets in touch with her asking for help. Having made a stand against the corruption on his planet, Clovis has now become the target of the bounty hunter Embo. Together with Padme, he is now trying to leave his planet and get help. The Rise of Clovis is the next episode, episode number 6. Back on Coruscant, Clovis strikes a dubious deal to become the leader of his clan, which is deeply mired in corruption. Anakin doesn't trust Clovis, causing tensions in his relationship to Padme. Episode number 7 is now called Crisis at the Heart. Having made a deal with Count Dooku, Clovis finds himself drawn into the war. Since it was him who brought the war to his home planet of Scipio, the Republic is now forced to intervene. So you all will also remember this one. It was a clip we played on Galactic Voyage where we saw Embo chasing what looked like Padme and Anakin, and also, if I remember right, it was also Clovis. It was going down a hill, and it was a real pretty interesting chase scene. It wasn't real high-quality video, but it was something we could see from that particular art, so we're looking forward to seeing that one as well. The next episode is called The Disappeared, Part 1. The peaceful world of Bardotta finds itself threatened by an ancient prophecy. Since now, of all times, its spiritual leaders have vanished, Bardotta's people ask their representative in the Senate for help. And Jar Jar Binks indeed manages to convince Jedi Master Mace Windu that this matter is of grave importance. The next episode we have is called The Disappeared, Part 2. For dark prophecy to be fulfilled, a mysterious cult kidnapped Julia, Queen of the planet Bardotta. Now Jedi Master Mace Windu and the Senate Representative Jar Jar Binks need to make every effort to stop the cult. If they should not succeed, the cult could unleash an ominous power. The next episode we have is called The Lost One. Jedi Master Sifo Dyas died under mysterious circumstances years ago. As a secret Jedi mission finds his lightsaber by accident, Master Yoda, Obi-Wan Kenobi, and Anakin Skywalker start to investigate the death of Sifo Dyas again. So they would not get to the bottom of the Sith conspiracy, Darth Sidious orders his subordinate Darth Tyrannus to erase all the traces. Now that one, we remember, if you go back into some of the video archives as well, we saw what looked like a desert planet. Sandstorm was going, and they came across a downed ship that had the lightsaber in there. So again, this looks like it's going to be a very, very cool episode. Our next episode is called Voices. Yoda is deeply confused when he hears the voice of his late friend Qui-Gon Jinn in his head, for he knows that even a Jedi cannot speak from the realm of the dead to the living. The Jedi Council is irritated by Yoda's behavior and wants to examine it in more detail. But with the help of Anakin, Yoda can escape from the hospital and put himself on the search for the source of the voice. So we remember that particular episode. We had a clip that came out from there that showed Anakin breaking Yoda out of the hospital and Mace Windu wondering what in the world was going on and why he let him go. So that's going to be interesting. And this episode continues on. The next one is called Destiny. Guided by the Force, Yoda travels to the heart of the galaxy. There on the planet where he finds the origin of the Force, he must face difficult trials. Only upon passing them with the sages deem him worthy of learning the deepest mysteries of the Force. So then in this episode, you have to start to wonder, are we talking about the wills themselves, the sages? Because we know that George Lucas reuses everything, and wills were something that was in the early scripts of the Star Wars back in 1975, 1976. So it would be interesting to see if the wills are the sages that they're talking about. And the last episode that we'll get, episode 13, is called Sacrifice. On Moriban, that's right, Moriban, not Korriban, but Moriban, the homeworld of the Sith, the time has come for Yoda to pass his final test. Only then will he learn the best-kept secret of his order, but first, a most powerful enemy awaits. Now, I'm really excited about getting these 13 episodes. Now, my next question is, when are they going to be here in the United States? We are all dying for some Clone Wars. And as word would have it, there may be some connections from this episode, this Season 6 Lost Mission episodes, that will have some connections into Episode 7. So it'll be really interesting to see where this timeline goes and how that makes a connection. Now let's talk about some Star Wars Rebels news. The first episode of Star Wars Rebels is away. Lucasfilm animation supervisor Keith Kellogg mentioned on Twitter that the animation for this first episode of Star Wars Rebels is complete. So that's fantastic news. And I'm sure that they are close to finishing more episodes as you all are listening to this podcast. The next thing we'd like to talk about is that Entertainment Weekly has talked with Rebels' Simon Kinberg. EW sat down with executive producer Simon Kinberg for this interview, and Kinberg stated that, quote, "We took all our cues from the original films. Obviously, there are slight tonal differences between A New Hope, Empire Strikes Back, and Return of the Jedi. But I think the closest intended voice of the show is A New Hope. So there are places where we can get darker backstories. There are places we see how cruel and malevolent the Empire can be. But for the most part, it's fun and character-driven story." So then the question was posed to him, can you say plot-wise what the inciting incident that kicks off your story is for your first episode? And he goes on to say, I'm going to be a little vague about this. It's less because I want to be secretive, but more because part of the fun for me, and I know this will sound very nostalgic, but part of the fun of the original movies is not knowing too much about it. I will say, when we pick up the show, when the Empire is in power, an inciting incident is the Empire doing their bad Empire thing and our heroes meeting up. Next question posed was, you've created a villain called the Inquisitor. What makes him special? He went on to say, we wanted somebody terrifying, a nightmare character for a kid, but not somebody too foreign or too creaturely. We didn't want him to have a helmet for obvious reasons, the comparison to Darth Vader, of course. And we talked about a character who was cold and calculating and could tap into people's emotional weaknesses as much as their physical weaknesses and had a specific relationship to Jedi and the ways of the Force. He would be somebody that the remaining Jedi would be especially scared of. Another question that was posed was, is Darth Vader and the Emperor in the show? And if so, is any possibility of the original voice talent being used? And he went on to say, I don't think I'm allowed to answer that. I can say that wherever possible, we would want to use the original talent. These were just a couple of questions that were posed in that article. I think it's really great information. There was a lot more great information in that article, so I'd recommend that you go ahead and read that article. We do have a link on our website for that, so be sure to check that one out. Continuing on with Rebels news, we meet the new Rebels astromech droid called Chopper. Dave Filoni and his team discussed their new character Chopper in an interview recently, a droid the team of Rebels used in the upcoming TV show called Star Wars Rebels. So let's go ahead and take a listen in to this particular interview.
What can I say about Chopper? He's grumpy. He's a little rickety astromech made up of a bunch of different spare parts because our Rebels can't even afford the nicer new parts. He likes to do things the way that he wants. Not necessarily the way the crew wants or as fast as the crew would like, but he gets the job done. He's incredibly loyal. The easiest way to sum up Chopper that we took to on the writing team is if R2's your favorite dog, Chopper's a cat.
He's extremely belligerent and just sort of very rude. He's really only useful if it seems to suit him.
He's not super thrilled to be doing certain things. He doesn't like to be told what to do.
He's always just grumbling about stuff. He's never cheerful, does not have a sunny disposition.
I think the biggest difference between Chopper and R2 is that R2 actually cares whether or not you like him, whereas Chopper doesn't care at all. Half the time he doesn't even do what he's asked to do, he just decides to go off and do something else. It's like he was never trained or programmed or in any way, you know, schooled at all. He just has no manners.
We've never had the opportunity to really do a droid like that, that just kind of is a little more dismissive of people. You'll hear all kinds of little remarks that he makes and gruff kind of sounds.
He always sounds cantankerous. I guess ultimately he still means well. Sometimes it's hard to tell. One of the things that's always challenging about designing anything for Star Wars is have it be somehow fresh and new. In the case of Chopper, fresh and new actually meant even more old and beat up than the stuff we saw in Episode 4. So we very consciously went all the way back to the original Ralph McQuarrie concepts for R2. We looked at the head arm articulation thing from way, way back and knew that was something we wanted to include.
he's built from all these different parts. There's not one part of him that is original.
That's part of his strength, is that he's so old that he now does things in a way that's almost simpler and more effective than the newfangled ones are. I think people are going to enjoy Chopper mainly because he keeps saving the day and people sort of forget the huge mess that he made earlier.
Now, C1-10P is the designation, and when you look at it, it looks like Chop when you put it all together, and that's how they got the name Chopper. The official Star Wars site recently posted on their Instagram page a live-action picture of Chopper. Now, I find this very interesting that there is an actual droid that has been created, because to my knowledge, Lucasfilm didn't produce any other characters or droids as live-action models for the Clone Wars animated series. So this leads me to an interesting question. Will we see Chopper in Episode 7? If you look in the image, if you get a chance to see it, you'll notice a gentleman with a camera in the background. Now, Dave Filoni has stated previously that there will be continuity between the Rebels animated series and Episode 7. So perhaps this is our first clue to that fact. So we'll keep you posted. In Episode 7 news, Episode 7 has a script and it is complete. And we are looking at the possibility of beginning filming for Episode 7 in May. There's even some scuttlebutt on the internet right now that it could be May 4th. And of course, as we all know as Star Wars fans, May the 4th is the unofficial Star Wars Day, or May the 4th be with you. So it'd be interesting to see where that goes in May. USA Today quoted J.J. Abrams saying that, quote, "That's the plan," Abrams said, while stopping by on Television Critics Association winter press tour. "We have our script, and we're full steam ahead. Have script, we'll travel." Abrams, who wrote the script for Star Wars Episode 7 with Lawrence Kasdan, who did The Empire Strikes Back and Return of the Jedi, had no news regarding the story or casting, then the latter a topic that has been a subject of several numerous rumors on the internet. He also went on to say, quote, "We can't talk about the story yet," said the director, whose plans to travel to England soon will begin work on the seventh film in the long-running saga. As far as casting, he had no details, but said that they will come soon, and I look forward to that so that we can get past it and we can get on with it. Abrams described a lot of the much-anticipated film as thrilling, but it's a lot, end quote. In gaming news, we have a Star Wars Battlefront update. DICE recently tweeted an image of David and Samuel, who are their sound designers, debating over that perfect sound. That sound would be a vehicle in the Star Wars Battlefront, and it is looking good. So what would that vehicle be? Well, the image that was on their screen was of Imperial walkers as they advanced towards the Rebel base on Hoth. The picture looked very lifelike, and it also had five walkers there on the screen. So, having been an avid Star Wars Battlefront fan for years, I've always enjoyed playing the map of Hoth, and it's been on the previous two versions of that particular game. You can see the image on our website, or you can also go to DICE on Twitter. You can see them at EA_DICE, and you can also follow Samuel Justice at Samuel Justice on Twitter. I definitely can't wait for this game, and I'm looking forward to more information to share with you. In more gaming news, the Old Republic Insider for January 2014 has been released. In this latest Insider, producers offer an inside look at exciting Galactic Starfighter updates, new Kuat Drive Yard Flashpoint missions, the next round of the Cartel market items, and more coming to the Star Wars The Old Republic. So let's take a listen in.
Hi, Corey Butler, producer at BioWare Austin, here for another installment of the Old Republic Insider. I'm here with Blaine Christine, senior producer on Galactic Starfighter. And Blaine, can you tell us a little bit about what's going on with Galactic Starfighter?
Yeah, sure, Corey. We got a lot of great stuff lined up for January and February. But first, I want to point out that I also have another title. I am a Galactic Starfighter test pilot. It says so in-game.
So am I.
Yeah, oh really? That's fantastic. So, obviously, we had early access for subscribers in December, and that's when we rolled out Galactic Starfighter. And moving through January, February, we have a lot of exciting new content coming out. First off, in January, January 14th specifically, we give access to our preferred status players. And then moving into February, for our actual launch on February 4th, we're introducing an entirely new role at that point, the Bomber. All of our free-to-play players will get access to Galactic Starfighter at that point, so everyone will have access. You just come into the game, create a character, and you can immediately jump into Galactic Starfighter. And we're also excited to reveal on this episode of Insider that we will have a brand new gameplay mode, Team Deathmatch, coming out for Galactic Starfighter on February 4th. Now, in addition to all that, we've got some great new additions to the ground game. Kuat Drive Yard's Flashpoint, which is a new type of flashpoint that is a role neutral and level neutral, so players can experience that fairly early in the game. And also a new area on the fleet, which is attached to the Galactic Starfighter and Kuat Drive Yard's content. All of this just serves to tie the ground game directly to the Starfighter content. So lots of good stuff coming up in January and February.
Well, thanks for taking some time to talk to us today, Blaine. It's some really exciting news about Galactic Starfighter. I know I'm personally looking forward to checking out that Team Deathmatch mode in the near future. Now we're going to bring in Andrew Horowitz, a producer on a Star Wars The Old Republic, and he's going to talk about what you can expect to see in January and February on the game side.
Yeah, in addition to Galactic Starfighter, we got a lot of cool stuff lined up for the ground game. In January, first I want to mention that we've got a new event coming. I'm not going to tell you exactly what it is. I just want to tease this for a bit. It's some really iconic stuff that we're going to be bringing in January. So keep your eyes open for that in mid-January.
Awesome.
Also coming out with 2.6 is a new Kuat Drive Yard Flashpoint. It's going to be a new tactical flashpoint. As you know, tactical flashpoints are role neutral, but with this one, we continue to evolve our flashpoints. And with Kuat, you're actually going to get a new map and new objectives each time. So it's going to be random and it's going to change up the gameplay, so we're hoping that'll keep the content fresh and exciting. Also look for some cool new stuff coming out with our partners, Amazon and Best Buy. We've partnered up with them to give you some unique Starfighter mini pets if you purchase cartel coin packs through those retailers.
Well, thanks, Andrew. And speaking of Galactic Starfighter, we'll be kicking off the shipment for Galactic Starfighter packs in early 2014, so keep your eyes peeled for those. And in the meantime, we'll be introducing some cool direct sell items to the market, including mounts, armors, emotes, and some really neat weapons. Until then, please continue to share your feedback with us. You can follow us on Twitter at SWOTOR. Use the hashtag CartelMarket to send any market suggestions you may have. And we will see you in game. Happy New Year, and may the Force be with you.
That's some good stuff, so if you're a fan of the Old Republic, this is some great news for you. It's now time for the Story of Return of the Jedi LP Part 3 from 1983. When we last left off, Luke had just defeated the Rancor in Jabba's palace. Luke, Han, and Leia were then brought before Jabba the Hutt and sentenced to die by being thrown into the Sarlacc pit. Let's pick up the action on the story.
Anxious to witness the execution, Jabba loaded his cronies into his floating sail barge and headed out to the pit of Carcoon. From the deck of the spacious barge, Leia, R2, and 3PO watched an airskiff carrying their friends arrive and hover over the mouth of the Sarlacc.
Just stick close to Chewie and Lando. I've taken care of everything.
Oh, great.
Victims of the almighty Sarlacc, His Excellency hopes that you will die honorably.
Jabba, this is your last chance. Free us or die.
Luke was shoved to the end of a gangplank. The young Jedi glanced over to R2 aboard the sail barge and saluted. The tiny droid fired a lightsaber into Luke's waiting hand. Luke slashed at the skiff guards. Lando threw off his guard disguise and helped free Han and Chewbacca. The astonished onlookers jumped into action. They fired the large sail barge guns at Luke's skiff, toppling it sideways. Lando was thrown overboard and began sliding down the sand toward the Sarlacc's mouth. The desert monster wrapped a horrible tentacle around Lando's leg. As Chewie clutched his feet, Han dangled from the skiff in an attempt to reach his friend.
Chewie, give me the gun! Don't move, Lando!
No, wait, I thought you were blind!
It's all right, I can see a lot better.
Don't move!
Chewie, pull up! Come on! All right, up, Chewie!
Meanwhile, Luke had leaped onto the sail barge, striking down Jabba's soldiers. During the diversion, Princess Leia threw her slave chain around Jabba's neck and strangled the foul creature. Then she raced to Luke's side.
Come on, we gotta get out of here quick.
Quickly, Arthur!
Get the gun! Point at the deck!
Leia aimed a barge cannon downward as Luke kicked the trigger. The gun's energy bolt blasted a gaping hole through the barge as Luke and Leia swung by rope onto the waiting skiff.
Let's go, and don't forget the droids.
We're on our way.
Lando steered the skiff swiftly over the sand dunes as Jabba's pleasure barge exploded in flames. Soon, Luke was aboard his X-Wing as the others departed Tatooine in the Millennium Falcon.
I'll meet you back at the fleet.
Hurry. The Alliance should be assembled by now.
I will.
Hey, Luke, thanks. Thanks for coming after me. Now I owe you one.
That's right, R2. We're going to the Dagobah system. I have a promise to keep. To an old friend.
That face you make. Look by so old, the young eyes.
No, of course not.
I do. Yes, I do. Sick have I become. Old and weak. When 900 years old, you reach, look as good, you will not. Soon will I rest. Yes. Forever sleep. Earned it I have.
Master Yoda, you can't die.
Strong am I with the Force, but not that strong. Twilight is upon me, and soon night must fall. That is the way of things. The way of the Force.
But I need your help. I've come back to complete the training.
No more training you require. Already know you. That which you need.
Then I am a Jedi.
Not yet. One thing remains. Vader. You must confront Vader. Then, only then, a Jedi will you be. And confront him you will.
Master Yoda, is Darth Vader my father?
Your father he is. Told you, did he?
Yes.
Unexpected this is, and unfortunate. Unfortunate that you rushed to face him. That incomplete was your training. That not ready for the burden were you.
I'm sorry.
Remember, a Jedi's strength flows from the Force. But beware. Anger, fear, oppression. The dark side are they. Once you start down the dark path, forever will it dominate your destiny. No. Do not underestimate the powers of the Emperor. Or suffer your father's fate, you will. Yeah. When gone am I, the last of the Jedi will you be. The Force will strong in your family. Pass on what you have learned. Luke, is the man there? Sky.
The tiny Jedi Master quietly faded from sight. Luke was dazed. He wandered outside.
The
can't go on alone.
Yoda will always be with you.
Obi-Wan, why didn't you tell me? You told me Vader betrayed and murdered my father.
Your father was seduced by the dark side of the Force. He ceased to be Anakin Skywalker and became Darth Vader. When that happened, the good man who was your father was destroyed. So what I told you was true. Anakin was a good friend. When I first knew him, your father was already a great pilot, but I was amazed how strongly the Force was with him. I took it upon myself to train him as a Jedi. I thought that I could instruct him just as well as Yoda. I was wrong.
There is still good in him.
He's more machine now than man, twisted and evil.
I can't do it, Ben. I can't kill my own father.
Then the Emperor has already won. You were our only hope.
Yoda spoke of another.
The other he spoke of is your twin sister.
But I have no sister.
To protect you both from the Emperor, you were hidden from your father when you were born. The Emperor knew, as I did, if Anakin were to have any offspring, they would be a threat to him. That is the reason why your sister remains safely anonymous.
Leia. Leia is my sister.
Your insight serves you well. Bury your feelings deep down, Luke. They do you credit, but they could be made to serve the Emperor.
I hope you've enjoyed part 3 of the story of Return of the Jedi LP from 1983. Stay tuned for part 4 in our next episode. Well, that's all the time we have for today. We covered a lot of ground as we started off with Star Wars Insider number 147, Bill Hader on Conan O'Brien. We talked about the fan film Dark Resurrection Volume 2. We talked about the Clone Wars Lost Mission episodes. We also talked a little bit about Star Wars Rebels as they've got their first episode complete. There was an interview with Simon Kinberg. We also got to learn a little bit about Star Wars Rebels astromech Chopper. We had some information from Episode 7 that the script is now complete and we'll be filming in May. Gaming news, we had a Star Wars Battlefront update and also the Star Wars The Old Republic Insider. And then we finished out the day as we talked about the story of Return of the Jedi LP Part 3 from 1983. If you'd like to leave us some information or comments or like to send anything to the show, you can always reach us at podcast@galactic-voyage.com. You can also be found on Twitter @galacticvoyage. Feel free to contact us through the SpeakPipe application. We do have that there for you. Always be sure to find us on the web at galactic-voyage.com. I'm your host, Gary Willis. We're so glad that you've been with us today. Please be sure to join us for the next episode of the Galactic Escape Pod, and always remember that
you've taken your first step into a larger world.
Joining us on the Galactic Escape Pod, the official podcast of galactic-voyage.com. This podcast is for entertainment purposes only and is not endorsed in any way by Lucasfilm Limited. Star Wars, all sounds, characters, and music are the property of Lucasfilm Limited, all rights reserved. All original content in this podcast is the intellectual property of galactic-voyage.com.